ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's a serious drought that's continuing to hit parts of Micronesia, with water shortages affecting some communities. Now, the worst hit areas are Yap State and parts of the Northern Marshall Islands, with outer islands that rely solely on rainwater for their drinking water sources. And that's been dependent on aid deliveries for the past months. Dry conditions are also affecting the Northern Marianas and Guam. So from Guam, joining me this morning is Landon Idlett, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service. With that, I say, hafa dai.
Hafa dai. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for joining us, Landon. Well, we really want to know, what's the latest situation?
Yeah, definitely. There's a mix of good news and bad news. The bad news is that the exceptional drought across Yap State and the Federated States of Micronesia and also the Northern Marshall Islands, that continues, and the dry conditions are not going to be letting up anytime soon. The good news is we have been seeing a little bit more shower activity reaching those islands under the most significant drought conditions. So that's the good news. Up here in the Mariana Islands for Guam, we did have a significant rainfall event last Wednesday, but it was isolated to just Guam. That's going to do some short-term drought mitigation for the island of Guam, but for the northern islands, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, that significant drought continues for Rota, Tinian and Saipan, where they've had over 87 wildfires in the last month.
Wow, that is crazy. Landon, I'm just wondering, though, if those who are not familiar with where you are located, is this a normal type of weather pattern to be happening there around the Northern Marianas and Guam?
Yeah, we definitely see this pattern. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Typically, our dry season for the region, that extends from December, January into May or June. But when we have a strong El Nino climate pattern in place around the globe, that makes our dry seasons drier across much of the islands, including Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. So that's what we're seeing. But this has not been a textbook El Nino, globally speaking. It's been a little bit of some caveats to this El Nino compared to previous strong El Nino events. And so we're hoping that that will also play out with this drought condition, that things will start rounding a corner and that the rains will start mixing in. And so we've seen that in central and eastern Micronesia, where we've had significant rainfall events in Kosrae State, Pohnpei State, and Chuuk State of the Micronesia Islands. That is the good news for them. But Yap State to the northwest, that's where the driest conditions have been, as well as in the Marshall Islands, north of 10 degrees north latitude.
So, Landon, what are people actually being advised to do during this time?
Yeah, definitely. We are in constant communication with folks in the Marshall Islands, where they're responding to the drought conditions and impacts in the Northern Marshall Islands, but also in Yap State. There's widespread water mitigation efforts, people being asked to mitigate and refrain from using water for watering plants, washing cars, bathing less frequently than normal, especially on the outer islands, because the rainwater is their only source for drinking water. So a lot of the wells on these outer islands and atolls, they're brackish, and so you can't drink from that. So all the water for survival, that is being shipped in from the main island of Yap proper, and also from Chuuk Lagoon, Winnow, and Chuuk State, and then also in Pohnpei.
We've actually heard from UNICEF that some communities, again, you have mentioned a little bit about having to survive on maybe about half a litre of water a day. Do we know if that's really still the case, or have efforts actually been stepped up?
Yeah, that's still the case for the most part, particularly for Ulithi and Fice. And those are two outer islands just east of Yap proper in Yap State. They're really low on water amounts. And so the water takes weight, it takes up space, especially for aircraft that can reach these islands that actually have a runway grass strip. Otherwise, it has to be shipped in. So that takes a coordinated effort. And so we've seen relief efforts, including from the United States Coast Guard here on Guam, going out there to visit the islands to drop off supplies.
Is there more support, though, that's needed for the communities affected?
Definitely. I know the residents of Yap State will not turn away any support, and I know there's coordinated efforts from other humanitarian organizations, including USAID, IOM, and also the Azuda Foundation here on Guam, that they're working with private airline companies specifically Pacific Mission Aviation, that's headquartered out of Yap State. Those are small puddle jumper flights, but they can bring in some supplies to those islands with runway grass strips. And so it's a multi-coordinated effort with the National Emergency Management out of Pompeii, but also the state-level disaster coordination offices in Yap State and Chuuk State.
Yeah, I can only imagine. If you're just tuning in to Pacific Beat, I'm your host, Aggie Dubol. I am speaking to Landon Eidlett. He is the warning coordination meteorologist there at the National Weather Service in regards to the drying conditions that are affecting Northern Marianas and Guam. Well, how severe are then, you know, the possibility, the risks of fire for Guam and even the Northern Marianas?
Yeah, we still have that wildfire threat for the islands here in the Marianas, more so for Rota, Tinian, and Saipan to our north. That's where those dry conditions have been going unmitigated. The half foot of rain that we had last Wednesday here on Guam, that's going to help us in the short term, but a lot of that water came down so fast it went to runoff, and so it wasn't a good soaking rain. And so we're still concerned about the wildfire threat here on Guam. We're going to see those dry conditions here in the Mariana Islands continue at least another month. And so our communications to decision makers is that we should expect the dry weather to continue at least another 1 to 2 months, but we're hopeful that the rains will start coming in over the next month. We're looking at some weather patterns across the region. We could see some disturbances in Micronesia that could bring some showers later this week to islands of Yap State. That would be very good and welcome news. We're going to be communicating with the decision makers down there to let people know to put out your bowls, your buckets, your catchment devices to collect as much rainwater as possible later this week if these disturbances do reach up to 9 degrees north latitude, 10 degrees north latitude. That's where the hardest hit islands are. We're going to see that trend continue hopefully into June and July when we start getting more into the wet season pattern across the region. So do we expect this drought to continue through the end of the year? Absolutely not. We're going to be going right back into that cyclical pattern where we see the showers start mixing in. That could be as soon as May or could be as late as August.
Yeah, just to confirm again, Landon, so because I'm sure everyone's asking, when is the end in sight to all of this? Again, is it still June when we can expect major rains to come through?
Yeah, climatologically, that's what we're looking at, but we're communicating to plan for July or later, but expect for June. And so we want to make sure that the decision makers have the plans and processes in place that they can continue to respond to the drought if it goes a little bit longer than expected, but we're hopeful that the rains will start arriving to the islands as soon as June, maybe even earlier.
And again, if there is any extra help that is needed, I suppose, even from across the Pacific, has anyone from other Pacific nations been willing to sort of support what is happening there?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting a lot of feedback and response from folks in the region that are watching things from the World Meteorological Organization, the UN, USAID, also UN entities. So we're having monthly climate calls with UN interests out of Fiji. But also we do have the Australian government present in Micronesia and Palau with the embassies there. And so they're watching, they're observing, and it's really a nice collective effort from people from all over the Pacific region that are contributing and helping with the relief efforts.